بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a very famous incident which had taken place between two of the sons of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. In the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, in order for the procreation of mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such that whenever Hawa alayhi salam would give birth, then she would give birth to a set of twins, one male, one female. And Nabi Adam alayhi salam would get the male from one set of twins married to the female from another set. And like this it would continue. In these verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two of the sons of Nabi Adam, one whose name was Habil, the other's name was Qabil. Habil was the younger brother, and he wished to marry the sister of Qabil. So Qabil said to him that, see, I am elder than you, and my sister has been blessed with physical beauty. Your sister does not have, or is not so good looking, and therefore I feel it unfair, I don't feel it correct that you should get my sister's hand in marriage. Rather, I have more right over her than you. When Nabi Adam alayhi salam hears of this, he realizes that Qabil is adamant, he doesn't want to listen. So he says to both of them that both of you offer some sacrifice before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever sacrifice is accepted, he will win her hand in marriage, he will be allowed to marry her. So Habil was a shepherd, he goes to his flock and he selects a very good quality animal, a fat animal, and he puts this forward as a sacrifice before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qabil on the other hand is a farmer, he selects some inferior quality crops, and he puts this forward in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in these verses Allah speaks about this incident. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ. That recite to them the story of the two sons of Adam alayhi salam truthfully. In other words, this is a true story, it is not some fable, it is not a tale. إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. When they both made sacrifices before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it was accepted from one of them, whilst it was not accepted from the other. In other words, Habil's sacrifice was accepted, Qabil's was rejected. قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. So he said to his brother, لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ, I am going to take your life, I will kill you. قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. So Habil responds to him and says that Allah only accepts from those who have taqwa. In other words, there is no need for you to blame me. If there is anyone to point a finger at, it should be yourself, for your sacrifice being rejected. I had sincerity, I had taqwa, I had the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because you were devoid of this, this is why your sacrifice has been rejected. And then he says to him, لَإِن بَسَتَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ. That if you will stretch your hand out towards me to take my life, I will not stretch my hand out to you to take your life. In other words, I will not retaliate. إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, I fear Allah, who is the Rabb, who is the Lord of the worlds. And then he explains to him that إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوءَ بِإِثْمِي وَإِثْمِكَ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. I would rather have it such that you return to Allah with the sin of killing me as well as your other sins that you have accrued. فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. And that you be from the people of Jahannam. In other words, I do not want to be from the people of Jahannam. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ. And that is the recompense for those who oppress. So saying this, he allows his brother to take his life. He does not retaliate. He does not defend himself. Very quickly, two lessons from this incident. One is, we know that we are now 6 weeks away from Eid al-Adha, and many people will be purchasing their qurbani animals within the next few weeks. So from here we understand that as far as possible, of course, within our budget, whatever is affordable for us, but we should not take qurbani as something that is light. Rather, as far as possible, try and purchase the best animal that we can afford. We will offer this before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes that it could be just a few extra rands that we spend. This could be the difference between our qurbani being accepted or rejected in the court of Allah. And secondly, from this incident we learn also the attitude that a person should have, or the response that a person should have when somebody wishes to oppress me, somebody wishes to harm me. Of course, Shariat has given us permission to defend ourselves, to protect ourselves, but we should never ever stoop to that person's level. He wishes to say things to me, to insult me, to hurt me in some way or the other. So I should leave him to do as he pleases. I should not stoop to his level. He will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answer for his actions. And I can then stand with a clean slate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.